We're going to have a reading from Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 8. We're going to read the first 15 verses. After this, Jesus travelled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. Verse 4 says, while a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told them this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground. When it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell on thorns, among thorns, which grew up and with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. I don't have to ask if you've gone up a year at school, because in this country it happens automatically. Not in other countries. You have to pass exams to go up in other countries. But how many of you have moved to a new school this year? Right. Exciting, isn't it? Very exciting to move up to year 7. And I'm sure it was. I wonder if you had a talk from the head of year, or the headmaster or headmistress, and it went a little bit like this, you know. You're growing up, you have plenty of potential and opportunity ahead of you. Work hard, and you'll do well. Ignore what's said, and just take an easy route, and you'll be disappointed later in life. Ever hear a talk like that? Yeah, is that what he was saying, something like that? In other words, you get out what you put in. Is that right? Something like that? And that's a basic principle in life. Well, the Bible uses the same sort of idea, but different language. It says you reap what you sow. What you put in is what you then get out, you see. That's how it is, and that's how it is in life. And there are many people who look back and think, oh, if only I had listened and done something about what I was hearing all those years ago. So at school, they don't just tell you facts and information. They want you to think. They want you to think about what it means and how does it apply to me and what do I have to do about it. And you have to discuss it and chew on it and work it through and try and decide how you can make the most of it and, of course, remember it as well. Well, that's exactly what Jesus wants us to do with this parable. It's a parable where he wants us to say, what's he saying to me today when I look at this parable? Now, the problem with this parable, the parable of the sower, or the seed, or the soil, which is our hearts, the problem with this is that we know it so well. And so I suspect one or two of you have already switched off, because I know this parable, I've heard it before many times, I don't need to hear it and concentrate. Perhaps you're hearing it, but not really concentrating. And that's the whole point of the parable, you see, that Jesus is saying we should do something about his word. So, the seed, Plenty of seeds. What's that stand for? Can you remember what it said? The seed that the farmer scattered, broadcasted around. What's that stand for? God's word. And where's God's word land? You've heard God's word already today. Land gone in through the ear, into your heart. Yeah? God's word speaks to the heart. Okay? So this is really a parable about you and your heart. So if you're not sure what your heart is like, let's go and see a doctor. We go to the great doctor, Jesus, and he'll tell you what's in your heart. And so through the course of the next couple of minutes, a few minutes, you will see, you get a glimpse of your own heart and see what it's like in there. So the seed is the word of God, the word that you hear Jesus speak. For example, he says things like this: I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what do you do with that statement? Ignore it? Maybe I need to respond to that. Jesus is life. If you have him, you have life. If you do not have him, you do not have life. Can't get much clearer than that, can you? So the Bible is full of God's word in a way that we can understand. Jesus says, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. There's something we have to do about that, isn't it? If you want to follow him to heaven, you have to follow him now and deny yourself and take up your cross, which is what he wants for your life, and follow him. That's why he says, enter in through the narrow gate. That's the narrow gate that leads to eternal life. Broad road takes you down to judgment and punishment. That's an easy road. So he's saying, do something. Don't just do nothing. That's the way to end up in the wrong place. We need to do something. So the farmer scatters the seed, okay? And the first place it falls on, you can see that is the pathway. So in between the crops, there is hard paths where the farmer would go, okay? And he would scatter his seed. Of course, some of the seed would fall on the hard pathway as well, wouldn't it? You see? And it would bounce off a bit like the table. It would just hit the table and bounce off. Maybe like a ball. If you put the ball there, it would be a good surface to play ball because it would just bounce up again. And that's what's happening. The word is sown into your heart, but it's just not going in. It's too hard. The surface is too hard. And Jesus says, those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes, you can't see him, but he snatches it away. Other thoughts come in, put the TV on, you think about other things, and the word of God has just disappeared. Takes the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And Jesus says that's how some people respond, how some people did respond, how some people are responding now, and how some people will respond in the future. When God's word is spoken, it just runs off like the water on a duck's back. That's what happens. Hard. Okay? So here there is soil, but it's very shallow soil. Okay. Because there are rocks there. So sometimes in fields, you go to Wales, you find lots of rocks around the fields. And that's why all the sheep are there, because when you try and grow things, they don't grow very well, because the soil is very shallow. And it retains the moisture, so when you put the seed on there, it shoots up very quickly, but it doesn't last. So when the sun comes and the heat comes, the plants wither. So they look good for a certain amount of time. It's a bit like those who come to Crusaders. They're really enthusiastic for a few weeks, but then it just seems to go. And you see them playing out, and they say, oh, I'll come next week, don't come. And this last week, talking to a couple of Crusader children, yes, I'll come on Sunday. They're not there, not here. You see, they'd rather play out with their friends or do other things than hear God's word that can take them to heaven. Are you very enthusiastic when you do something new, but it never lasts? Just for a short time, and then it's gone? Not the good way to live. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, But in the time of testing, they fall away. Sadly, it's just too shallow. Maybe your heart is like that. You have so much coming in, but just doesn't last. It just evaporates and disappears again. And then, of course, there's the third category. See? And we know this one, don't we? The problem with this one is that there are other things growing as well. There's wheat, but there's also weeds and thorns and thistles and other things growing at the same time. In other words, that you're kind of interested in the things of God, and that's why you're here, and you realise that's important, but also you've got all those other things in your life that you like to do. And maybe now you're sitting here and you're thinking about, my problems and Sunday lunch and what am I going to do next week and how am I going to prepare for that, and all these other things come in, and there's a great competition going on in your heart. So you're kind of listening, but you're actually thinking about other things as well. And guess which one gets squeezed out? The things of God. That's a great problem with this. There's just too much competition going on. In fact, I used to pick up somebody who came to Crusaders and then came to youth group. And when I picked him up from his door, he showed me his Bible. He was very proud of his Bible. And he used to jump in the car and he used to bring his Bible to church. Do you know what we talked about all the way to church? Football. His heart was in football. He loved football. So although he had the Bible and he came to church, actually he wasn't really listening. He was thinking about football. He played football on Saturday. Some people play football on Sunday, so it's a real test. If you there's church on Sunday and there's sports on Sunday, in fact the previous pastor's son, he was a great hockey player, and all the matches were on Sunday. He said, sorry, I'll come to church on Sunday. I'm not going to be playing hockey. And it looked like a terrible hindrance to his career. But actually God blessed him by putting God first. That's the way to do it. And that's what we should do. In fact, even yesterday, I had a text saying, sorry, I can't come to church tomorrow on Sunday. I have too much going on. I have it all the time. Very sad. What else would you do for this hour and a half, hour and a quarter? Hearing the word of God, take it to heaven. Listen to it. Take it in. Receive it. Sometimes I meet those who went to Crusaders years ago. And I meet them in town and they say, yes, that was a good season of my life. And I'm really glad I went. Because I learned good things. So, that brings us to the last one. They're distracted. Are you easily distracted? Things take your attention very, very quickly. Well, the last one is a great crop because the soil is good and there's nothing else growing there. It's been prepared, it's ready, it's receptive, it's responsive, it's soft, it takes on things, it thinks about things, and it does something about it. And that's the way to produce a crop in your life. Now what kind of crop are we talking about? We're not talking about cereals and bread and things here, are we? We're talking about confidence in Jesus, joy, patience, goodness, love, all the things that come out of the heart. If you have a heart that's well prepared, then it will be fruitful. It will be fruitful. In this one, it seems very clearly that this is the right answer, isn't it? And all of you are in one of those four. Certainly these three reveal your heart. And you might say, well, this is the one for those who follow Jesus and these are the ones who don't. But actually, I think there's a bit of ambiguity, a bit of uncertainty there, particularly when you read Luke's Gospel, because the Capuchin Christians here, you start well, but then so many other things crowd in that actually, as Luke said, don't mature. Not much to show for years of Christian life and don't really grow and produce the fruit. Very sad. A bit like Lot in the Bible, who was compromised and he sort of crept into heaven, escaping through the flames with his tail between his legs. and God was not pleased with him. So let's be fruitful. Jesus says the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. And that's how we are to be. Okay? I wonder which one you are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody in this room is either 1, 2, 3, or 4. You can move. You can move up. Just like you moved up at school, yeah, you can move up. And all end up by being 4. So today, as in the past and in future, you're confronted by what Jesus has to say. It's really important. God is a God who speaks. You live in his world. You cannot walk through this world without seeing what's around. God speaks through creation. God speaks through your conscience. God speaks through his word. God speaks through his son. And God makes it very clear as well when you meet Christians that there is something different about them. There is a power of God in them. So 5 ways in which God is trying to get through to communicate to all of us those important truths of who he is. So, 4 ways to respond. And our prayer is that your hearts might be ready to respond well. And that you will have a life which is on a good foundation, heading in the right direction, saved from all the snares and troubles that many people experience because they made foolish choices, and are going to be in heaven. The way that will happen is to come through the cross, as I said earlier. To just be realistic and acknowledge, I've done wrong, I've failed, I'm sinful in my nature. Please help me, Lord. Have mercy on me, a sinner. The simple prayer that will change everything for you if you say that prayer. So I hope this has been helpful for you to have a look at your own heart and see what it's like. And hopefully respond. And that's what Jesus does. He puts the finger on you. He looks at you. And it's not so much what you think of him, it's also what he's thinking of you as well. And he can see. So he wants you to see as well what's going on inside. So may the Lord help us to respond rightly to what he has to say to us. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son into this world and the great love that he demonstrated as he gave up his life, that he might be the one to be the first fruits, to bring many others to this great future of being with you in a perfect place where there is no tears, no crying, no sadness or sorrow. Lord, thank you that even in these days and today you are changing hearts to make us fit for heaven. And so, Lord, we praise you and thank you for all your love manifested around us and how patient and good you are. We declare that you are Lord, the Lord of all. And Lord, we bow before you. We seek you, Lord. Go before us as we leave here, that you might be in our thoughts and in our actions, and all glory and honor might go to you. So take our lives, young and old, whoever we are, Lord, and use them for your purposes, and to take us to glory on that day. So we give you thanks. Amen. Amen.